Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm Joe Gill here on Chasm Radio. It's brought to you each week by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. If you're in need of a trailer today, tomorrow, next week, or maybe even next spring, you might want to get your order in. That's all at Midsoda Manufacturing. Stop on in right off I-94, that's County Road 50 in Avon. Well, this week, a lot of news, a lot of attention around the Pro Farmer Crop Tour, the 2021 edition. Interesting week, some very interesting findings as well. Brian Grady was leading the Eastern leg, and earlier in the week, he was talking about some of the crop details they were seeing in Ohio.
185.06 bushels per acre out of Ohio, up 10.4% from what we found last year. Our pod counts in Ohio, 1195.37. That was up 3.4% from last year.
Brian Grady looking at Ohio. They also said in that trip as well, he says Ohio has a pretty good chance of seeing some good harvesting going on this year.
I think you do, because you don't want to come in with any preconceived notions, but we know that last week USDA put a record yield on it. So is it going to live up to the billing? Will it have the moisture to finish strong? And we don't know the answer to the first question, but we do know at least a portion of that crop did get a drink today and will have the moisture to finish at least somewhat strong.
Brian Grady on the Eastern leg. More details, we look at the Western leg as well, as in many areas trying to find some sort of yield when much of the upper Midwest was dealing with drought-like conditions as well. And also they look at some routes in Nebraska and the Dakotas. Yeah, they're saying some of the Nebraska parts really benefiting. Obviously, anything that's under irrigation is looking pretty decent as well. Some other reports this week as they made their trip around, yeah, in Nebraska, gave us some details on what they saw.
Wrapped up in Nebraska, we ended up with an average corn yield of 182.35. Pretty impressive. That was up 4.1% from the tour results that we had a year ago. We don't normally try to compare numbers to numbers with USDA, but as of August 1, USDA was looking for a 2.8% increase from a year ago. We came in at 4.1%.
You look at the Western leg, Chip Flory leading that. Also, some other details, too, as he attributes some of that higher yield samples, as he mentioned, and once again talks about the irrigated acreage.
The ability of this dryland crop to look as good as it does this year with as little rain as it's had. If you go back 5 years, and especially 10 years ago, I'm not sure what this dry land crop would look like. It would not have been as good as it is right now. I really believe that. And so it's genetics, it's management, it's everything's timing. Coming to play.
Yeah, some comments, Chip Flory, on that Western leg. Some other details regarding their crop tour as well, looking at the state of Illinois. As well, Brian Grady had a chance to do that on the Eastern leg this week.
Illinois corn yield 196.3 bushels per acre. That's up 3.6% from what we found last year on crop tour. Ear counts, I'm going to start there, up 5% at just over 104. So huge ear counts there. That's probably a record, real close, if not up 2.1% from the 3-year average. Grain length, it just wasn't all that impressive. Down from a year ago by 1.7%, up 3.3% from the 3-year average. But I expected to see bigger ears, longer ears in Illinois than what we uncovered, to be honest with you.
Some numbers over there in Illinois. Also, USDA predicting record corn yields for Illinois. Some comments as well in regards to some of the scouts on the trip, too. They say the corn was less consistent than the soybeans. That was according to crop scout Mark Bernard, who is also on that Eastern leg.
I cast a little doubt on what we saw in the corn crop, actually. Just from our observations in both yesterday's sampling and today's sampling, yesterday we had more moisture and we still had some disappointments in some of those fields, in the same way today. Just not the consistency that we maybe expected to see. And everybody's been talking about that southern crop, Illinois bringing the average up. Well, that's kind of where we were today. And I can't say it really totally impressed me that way.
Yeah, the Pro Farmer Crop Tour all week long. And once again, some outstanding work they did. Gave us a really good insight into some of these areas. Late in the week, they jumped into Iowa and in Minnesota. Brian Grady talks about the state of Iowa.
Iowa corn yield 190.76, up 7.3% from last year. Pod counts are 1217.8, up 6.2%.
And Brian Grady, some additional details too on that crop. He said soil moisture will go a long way in determining soybeans, and August is really set up before a little rain can kickstart and really finish soybeans off strong. Grady also says the ear counts have been good in all states that they have toured, especially, he feels, in the Hawkeye State.
Over 102 ears in 230-foot a row and up 5.6% from last year, but up 3.3% from the three-year average. And then the grain length. I guess I'm a little surprised that the grain length is where it came in. I didn't measure all that much grain length, to be honest with you. My samples weren't close to that 6.87 inches. We had too many that were much shorter than that to get to that level. Kernel rows are kernel rows. They're always going to be about 16. And so if you see it down a fraction of a percent or up a fraction of a percent, it doesn't matter all that much. What you need is the soil moisture to fill up those pods that are already established. And so we're up 10.5% on soil moisture, but it's dry. At 2.63, absolutely it's dry. I mean, you look at the three-year average there, and we're down 31%.
Brian Grady and the Pro Farmer Crop Tour. Some other details as they made their way into Minnesota. Gave some insight there, but one of his big observations, as we all know, Minnesota's short on rain.
We had corn sat in the ground for a lengthy period of time. We had some stands that are a little bit subpar, and I don't know if you guys measured some of that, but we certainly did. And then after that, we had rainfall that was hit and miss. I collect rainfall for the Minnesota Climatology Department, and I look at those data when they come in every time it rains, and it's just remarkable how much variation there was in rainfall, not only here in the southern part of the state, but statewide.
Yeah, some of the scouts on that trip as well, giving their insight. That was agronomist and crop scout Mark Bernard as well. And finally, some other details too on some of those estimates closer in on Minnesota as we get details there. Oh, let's see what else we have going on. Yeah, Minnesota corn finishing at 177.44 bushels per acre, down 9% from last year. And the soybean pod counts came in and right around 1,027.33, 5.4% lower than the 2020 crop as well on that Pro Farmer Crop Tour this year. Yeah, some final numbers as well. Brian Grady says he was overall just really impressed of what he saw all week long.
A lot of good crops, to be honest with you. We found heavy ear counts across the Corn Belt. The only state that had lower ear counts versus a year ago was Minnesota. We also found some areas that, you know, obviously were impacted by this year's dryness and drought. And there was quite a divide between the eastern Corn Belt and the western Corn Belt. On the eastern side of things, very good crops, record crop potential. They're going to need some rains to finish things off, but boy, they've really set themselves up to have some pretty bumper crops over there.
Yeah, Brian Grady, Chip Flory, the whole crew at Pro Farmer did a wonderful job this year on their Pro Farmer Crop Tour. And yeah, we saw markets reacting a bit, and we're down on Friday and most on the back side of the week there in the grains, but seeing things looking maybe better than what a lot of you folks thought. So interesting week to follow those folks along. Great job on their end, Pro Farmer, in their annual crop tour. This coming week, a busy week here on Chasm Radio, State Fair time. Yes, that kicks off on Thursday. We'll have a Thursday morning broadcast from the Minnesota Department of Agriculture and Minnesota Farmers Union. Also Wednesday, we'll find out the next Princess K will be at the coronation Wednesday night. It's your Central Minnesota Farm Report. Have a great weekend.